I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A commission of inquiry appointed by the United Nations blames the Syrian government and the UN for delaying aid to earthquake victims last month. The first 72 hours are critical for survival following a major disaster, but it took a full week for the first UN truck to reach northern Syria. The delay didn't stop local Christians from helping people in need. Fayez Youssef works alongside the Voice of the Martyrs Canada to support Syrian believers.
Jesus said they would see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father. It's the natural role of a church to be light in darkness and to show God's love and God's mercy towards the people and share the good news. The church in Syria is doing a great job.
Pray believers in Syria will continue to have perseverance and stamina. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, one out of every four kids in Zimbabwe doesn't live with their parents. They've either been abandoned or orphaned, and AIDS is a big problem in the country. Zimbabwe has 1.3 million AIDS orphans. Christian World Outreach helps orphan kids and their caretakers with an interesting means of income, goats. CWO's Greg Yoder tells us.
If we can get them a pair of goats, they can get the milk, but they can also have baby goats to raise some money for the family.
CWO has given goats to 60 households, and they hope to fund 100 more goats in the next 2 months for Zimbabwean families. Each goat costs $70. Go to missionnews.org to help CWO reach their goal and provide a goat in Zimbabwe. Plus, it's all done in Jesus' name.
That's why we help with the physical needs, is it opens a door to share the gospel with people.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.